News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In Glasnevin Cemetery, among rebels' graves and martyrs' memorials, are LGBT Irish people whose stories have long been buried. But to mark Pride Week, a new tour hopes to bring Irish queer history to life.
So right now we are this grave, you're looking at the second row in there. Mm-hmm. So that is David Byrne, buried with his friend Thomas Campbell. David Byrne would be a familiar name to many people, Davy Byrne's pub, just off of Grafton Street.
Anna Collins is a tour guide and historian.
It would have always been a place that was friendly to queer people, to artists, to bohemians. This is where a lot of the actors from the Gate Theatre would have gone drinking. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to hit on an actor who was working in the Gate, one of his co-workers would say, you know, just be careful there, you might be sweeping you off to Davy Byrne's afterwards. You know? So yeah, it does kind of have this history of its own as this queer-friendly venue.
David Byrne is buried here with his friend Thomas Campbell. What can we understand from that? His friend?
It's a great question. I haven't been able to find out too much about Thomas himself, but that does happen a fair bit where you'll see two people that are buried together known as friends.
Do we still have gaps in Irish queer history?
Absolutely. Like massive, massive gaps there. 1929, the Censorship Act came in and that really stopped the publication of anything that was seen as kind of indecent, which would have included homosexuality. And then you'd have like the social stigma. So you'd have other people on the tour, Margaret Skinner in particular. She was open in a relationship with a woman called Nora O'Keefe. And when Margaret died, her executor of her estate burned her diaries. So there is a lot of gaps. At the moment, like the real resources that a lot of historians are using are quite like tragic resources. So you'd have a lot of, say, court records from people who were arrested. And so that is quite tragic when it happens, but you will sometimes still find that through those records, through the court proceedings, you get a glimpse of these really fun and joyful and happy moments. Like we're going to pop over in a minute to John Saul. And there was a trial that he was kind of tangentially involved with, the Dublin Castle scandal, where basically high up people all over Dublin were getting outed as gay. And that's really difficult. But it's through those trials that we know that, you know, the Secretary General of the General Post Office, all his friends called him the Duchess, you know? And so we get a little bit of colour that way through some of those resources. It's just really sad why we have those resources there.
Have you come across any people in Irish history that we all might know of, but we just might not know that they were queer or had some sort of gender variance, that sort of thing?
So Countess Markovitch was not gay. I'm not saying she is, but she was in the centre of this like social circle of lesbians. Basically, like all of her friends were like queer women. They published this publication called Urania, and in it, they're obsessed with the idea of women dressing as men, women kind of acting as men, living as men. So during the kind of rising and the revolutionary period, she starts donning this Irish Citizens Army tunic. She's wearing these boots. And that's kind of from that idea of like, okay, we can mess around with gender a little bit. We can present a bit differently.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we now?
So right now we're in front of the Hutchinson family grave. So Piers Hutchinson, the poet. And the way he wrote about his love was so tender and honest. In this poem, he's talking about his mother, who was maybe a little bit more conservative than him. And he's recalling waking up to his partner speaking to his mother in the kitchen. And he overhears the conversation where his partner says, Mrs. Hutchinson, one kiss from Pierce's mouth means more to me than all the women in the world.
Aww.
A lot of the time, queer people, their lives have had to be kind of fractured, you know, a secret part of their life, an open part of their life, and maybe the two would never cross over. Those parts of the city and themselves are really only joined together by the body that's in the ground. And so the hope, I suppose, with this tour is to be able to, if I'm a very sentimental, to kind of unify those parts of someone's, of the history, I suppose, of the city as well, to be able to bring queerness, something that's been on the margins for so long, into the centre of the Irish narrative.
And that was Sarah Madden there from the National Cemetery.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.